May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O God, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. So did I fail to start by saying Happy Mother's Day? I think I did. I'm so sorry. Happy Mother's Day. It's wonderful to have the moms with us today and kids with us today and all of those who support mothers and support families along the way. This morning, I'll just give you a heads up so you can prepare yourself. We haven't done this in quite a while, but we're going to do a little bit of a Bible study. I'm going to get you to break off into some pairs and have a conversation. So if that's not your cup of tea, you don't have to participate. If you just need some time to kind of prepare yourself to reach out to someone you don't know, take that time now. Our gospel this morning is a response to probably what is the most beloved image of God and of Jesus. And that is of Jesus as a shepherd, taking care of the sheep. It is probably our most familiar. When you come up for communion, if you look to your right, you can see Jesus as the Good Shepherd in our stained glass window up here. But those who are struggling with Jesus' message and with Jesus' identity come to him and they say to him, "Speak plainly." There's a bit of a joke that goes around on the internet these days, and it's said in different ways, but it goes something like this. It's a picture of Jesus speaking to the crowd. And it depicts Jesus as saying, "I give you this commandment, love one another as I have loved you." And the crowds respond with, "But what if they're gay? What if they're from a different religion? What if they're a different color? What if they speak a different language? What if they have they're from a different political party?" And Jesus responds with something like, "Did I stutter? Love your neighbor as I have loved you." And you can hear that frustration in Jesus' response to these opposers this morning. That frustration of having said over and over and over who he is, but they still refuse to get it. And Jesus in the Gospel of John, he's a little tricky. He likes to speak in metaphor. But this is probably the plainest he's ever been in the Gospel of John. Perhaps these opposers are looking for more of Jesus that we see in the Gospel of Luke, where Jesus is just like, "I'm going to tear this temple down, and it's going to be raised up again in 3 days, so they can have something to get really angry at." Maybe. But I'm sure any of us who've tried to understand something logically can also have some sympathy for these folks who have come to Jesus. Because what Jesus keeps doing again and again to those of us who are looking for something rational, something of empirical knowledge, is Jesus just keeps saying, it's about faith. This is about faith. And turns us instead to an image of God. And this morning, it is the image of God as Jesus, as the Good Shepherd. And we just finished singing probably the most well-known and loved psalm in the scriptures, Psalm 23. And we're going to spend a little more time with that. Now, for some of you, Psalm 23, that just might sound like a reference, like any other reference in the Bible. And that's okay. For some of us, this psalm brings back probably memories of funerals. It is the song that made, it's probably the one song that many of us have memorized. And so what I'm going to ask you to do right now is to think about which of those two do you fall in? Are you someone who kind of knows that there's, knows what a psalm is, which is basically a song, and are curious to know more? Or are you someone for whom Psalm 23 has been a part of your life and your faith for a very long time? If Psalm 23 is a song that you have known for a very long time and you have it deep in your bones, I'm going to ask you to take a pink piece of paper. If you're not really sure what it is I'm talking about right now, that's okay. I'm going to ask you to take a green piece of paper. Okay? So you don't have to tell me. Completely away from me to those who want to learn a little more, to prepare for somebody who doesn't know a little more. So you are going to have to stay up as you're able. And if I would say anything, if you have a pink one, and this may not have to be green, but I would ask you first to see if someone can read. Does everybody with a green piece of paper have a heart? With a pink piece of paper? Does everyone with a green piece of paper have a partner with a pink piece of paper? Yeah. Okay, does everybody have a partner? Okay, so anybody else who doesn't have a partner, go ahead and turn. Okay. So what I'm going to ask you to do, I'm going to ask you to read the song together. It's there in turn and hand. Okay, well, there's questions. So the first thing I'm going to ask you to do is read the song, if you're able to read it together. Anybody need another one? Okay. And then if you are Stephen, you can sit down. So read it together. And if you're in a pair with a red and a green, I'm going to ask the folks to take stickers to kind of take them off. Okay, and we're going to, if you feel comfortable, make sure a memory of this song or share what it means to you. This is Rose, by the way. Rose has been around for a while. She comes to the table. You're going to take me on this. There's a few other questions there that you may want to answer. And we're going to take about 10 minutes to do this. Okay? Wrapping up your conversations now. And not that anybody has to, but we'll end by asking if anyone wants to share something you've learned or something that stood out for them in their conversation. Yeah. Jordan?
I like that the thing that kind of stood out to me that I really noticed before in the first part, the first paragraph, that talks about God leading
me. God leading you.
And God following you. For that, even though I know you're always following, but that idea of the leading, that you go astray, or the following, that you don't have presence to focus at all.
Yes.
Very comforting.
So it's comforting that we start with God leading us, and then in the end, God is kind of following us. I believe I just read this morning that the verb is actually chasing you. So love and mercy are chasing you all the days of your life. That is, thank you. Anyone else? It's time to re-memorize this confirmation class. We're only a couple of years ago. I spent some time with this song yesterday, and I come with this phrase to it, but I spent some time with it yesterday, and I kind of love spending time in each of those places where that the song is. Just the idea of being your pastor with God, as the Lord is the shepherd, but also with the Lord on the sheep. That's what really comforted me. Very good.
Yeah, so
I
made it. Even though that's the case, that God is with you and that you don't have to pray. So, not that you hate this perfectly. And this is the case for our conversation right now. But I think God is promising us, don't fear the book. And he promises his presence with his God and his staff. So, his staff, I guess, is not.
Back on the shepherd to trust in the shepherd who is leading.